action this March to May and watch it on SuperSport. Grab your tickets now at ShopRite CompuTickets.
Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Court rejects witch doctor's confession and plot against President Ijilema. Government partners with FAO to support 6,000 small-scale farmers affected by El Nino drought. And in global news, U.S. pastor kidnapped during church service in South Africa, found after shootout. With the 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Lusaka magistrate Fine Mayambu has ruled that the Mozambican witch doctor's confession, alleging he came to bewitch President Hakainde Hichilema, was given involuntarily and is therefore inadmissible as evidence. The magistrate determined that the state failed to provide sufficient proof that the statements were made during the warn and caution process were voluntary. Although the prosecution claimed the existence of a video recording of the interview, it was not presented during the trial within trial to substantiate the confession. The ruling came after previous testimony from the arresting officer, Teddy Tumelo, indicating that during interrogation, the accused, Justin Babulese, reportedly admitted to involving his Zambian colleague in a plot to harm the president, prompting a trial within trial. The defense, however, argued that the circumstances surrounding the evidence and the admissions necessitate further inquiry before the main trial could proceed. In this case, two traditional doctors are accused of being hired by Nelson Banda, the brother of Emmanuel J. Banda, in a scheme targeting President Ijilema. While the accused acknowledged possession of charms, they deny engaging in witchcraft. Trial is set to continue on the 2nd of May, 2025. The Zambian government, in partnership with the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, has launched the El Nino Drought Emergency Response Project. Funded by the Japanese government, the initiative aims to support approximately 6,000 small-scale farmers in Kafue and Chilanga districts of Lusaka province, severely affected by the recent drought. Speaking during the launch in Lusaka today, Japanese Ambassador to Zambia, Takeuchi Kazuyuki, say the project will accelerate the recovery from the recently experienced drought and build the further resilience of the people. Ambassador Kazuyuki says following the declaration of the drought as a national disaster by President Hakainde Hichilema, the government of Japan has mobilized $750,000 through its supplementary budget for the launch of the emergency support project.
In order to swiftly address this COVID crisis, the government of Japan has mobilized $750,000 to the supplementary budget for fiscal year 2023 to launch the emergency support project in partnership with the FAO. Under this program, first, the climate resilience and sustainable farming practices, including the adoption of organic farming and adoption agriculture technologies to increase productivity in the state of and very certain weather conditions in the zone of the land.
And FAO representative in Zambia, Suze Percy Filippini, says the launch of the project shows Japan's commitment to demonstrating global leadership in strengthening food systems and responding to humanitarian crises. Meanwhile, Minister of Agriculture Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, John Mulongoti, has commended the Japanese government for its continued support in supplementing Zambia's efforts to accelerate economic growth and improve living standards.
We acknowledge the continued support being rendered by the Japanese government in documenting our efforts to accelerate economic growth and improving the life and living standards of our people. As we all know, the Food and Agriculture Organization has been working to partnership with the government in various streets. Governments will continue to count on the Food and Agriculture Organization for the existing as well as future areas of collaboration for our national economy in Zambia.
The Tonse Alliance has expressed concern about former Defense Minister Geoffrey Walyamwamba's prolonged hospitalization, raising serious concerns about his health. Tonse Alliance spokesperson Sean Tembo says Mr. Mwamba is seriously ill and requires specialized medical attention abroad. Mr. Tembo has cited the lack of transparency around Mr. Mwamba's illness because government has not provided clear information about his health condition, fueling speculation and concern. He says the alliance is further concerned about the restricted visitation rights to Mr. Mwamba, which has raised questions about government's motives and prioritization of his well-being. Mr. Tembo has also accused government of spreading false information about Mr. Mwamba's health, that he is well and even smiling from his hospital bed.
When the permanent secretary in the Ministry of Information and Media came on a press briefing yesterday and told us that GBM is okay, that GBM was even smiling, he was even laughing, for some of us, we find that not believable, because we know that GBM's medical condition is something that local medical experts have failed to address here. And it is something that for a prolonged period of time, local medical experts have agreed that it can only be resolved if he receives specialist medical treatment out of the country. And it is a fact, countrymen and women, that GBM has so far not received that specialist medical treatment. So how possible is it that the person who was critically ill not so long ago and who needed to be evacuated by agreement of local medical experts suddenly became okay, suddenly became well, to the extent that he was even smiling, according to the permanent secretary in the Information and Media Ministry during his press briefing yesterday. We find that unbelievable from our standpoint as Tonse Alliance.
The Zambia Congress of Trade Unions, ZCTU, has urged government to ensure that the 2025 national budget addresses the economic challenges faced by workers and the unemployed in the country. During a pre-budget and debt crisis workshop in Lusaka today, ZCTU Secretary General Joy Wene says the 2024 national budget did not adequately respond to the pressing needs of citizens, despite acknowledging the impact of legacy issues on the economy. Mr. Wene is calling for fiscal measures in the impending budget that promote sustainability, including the harmonization of the tax threshold to reflect the realities of citizens living below acceptable standards.
We, the Zambian workers, through our pay as you earn, we are slowly suffocating. We are failing to breathe financially. If it was in the hospital setup, we can say financially we are under ICU, our intensive care unit. We are failing to breathe. So it is this opportunity, colleagues, as you sit and make proposals, make those reasonable proposals which can make the Zambian worker, including our brothers and sisters in the village, survive.
At the same meeting, Friedrich Ebert Stiftung resident representative Fritz Kopsika said the 2025 budget should prioritize job creation and reduction of inequalities as a means of driving economic development.
Now, as you know, the budget is the main vehicle of government to set its priorities, you know, to further and develop certain areas of the society, of this economy. And as I said a little bit earlier, your voice is very, very important. So what emphasis, what priorities should government set? And again, my contribution as a social democrat, as a trade unionist, I think you should, or government, on the basis of your input, should focus on two main areas. The first is the creation of more decent jobs. I'm quite sure government is willing to do it, but it's also my observation that what has been done so far is not enough. And the other one, especially now the Social Democrat is speaking, reduce the severe inequalities in the Zambian society.
In global news, an American pastor who was kidnapped by armed men during a church service in South Africa last week has been rescued following a high-intensity shootout that left three people dead, police say. Josh Sullivan was found unharmed in the township of Kabeha in the Eastern Cape yesterday evening, the area where the 45-year-old was snatched from last Thursday. There were no immediate details on the kidnappers who are suspected of being familiar with the family's movements. The BBC now reports on other global stories.
In a landmark ruling, the UK's Supreme Court has said the legal definition of a woman is based on biological sex.